Dienstes. In Potsdam sitzen seit heute Vormittag die Gewerkschaften Verdi und Deutscher Beamtenbund mit den Arbeitgebern zusammen. Nach der Schlichtung wollen sie jetzt in Runde 4 versuchen, sich auf einen Abschluss zu einigen. Seit dem Morgen sind die ersten weltweiten Strafzölle von US-Präsident Trump in Kraft. Für Importe in die USA gilt jetzt ein grundsätzlicher Aufschlag von 10%. Mehr von Tim Britztrup.
Ausgenommen davon sind nur Medikamente, Holz und Halbleiter. Der nächste Schritt folgt dann am Mittwoch. Dann greift beispielsweise auch der 20% Aufschlag für Waren und Dienstleistungen aus der EU. Experten kritisieren Trumps Zollrundumschlag scharf. Die Börsenkurse sind abgerauscht. Unterdessen sind in den USA heute Massenproteste gegen Trump und seinen Berater Elon Musk geplant. Alleine in der Hauptstadt Washington wird mit Zehntausenden Teilnehmern gerechnet.
In Deutschland gibt es immer noch viele Geschäfte oder auch Restaurants, in denen man nicht mit Karte zahlen kann. Wie die Welt am Sonntag berichtet, wollen Union und SPD das ändern. Mehr von Tom Husse.
Demnach sollen Gewerbetreibende in Zukunft dazu verpflichtet werden, neben Bargeld doch elektronische Zahlungsmittel zu akzeptieren. Das Ganze soll schrittweise eingeführt werden, sagte der SPD-Finanzpolitiker Michael Schrodi der Zeitung. Er findet, so eine Regelung ist auch wichtig, um gegen Steuerbetrug vorzugehen. Die Zeit der offenen Ladenkassen muss vorbei sein, so Schrodi weiter.
In der Fußball-Bundesliga hat Bayer Leverkusen einen Last-Minute-Sieg gefeiert. Der Meister traf in Heidenheim erst in der Nachspielzeit zum 1:0 Endstand. Die weiteren Ergebnisse: Leipzig-Hoffenheim 3:1, Mainz-Kiel 1:1, Freiburg-Dortmund 1:4, Bochum-Stuttgart 0:4.
Sammy Hagars Top Rock Countdown. Die Radio Bob Show mit der Van Halen Legende am Mikro.
Red Rocker Sammy Hagar here now. I know I told you all this crazy stuff at the beginning, but we're going to start with Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times, okay? I'm only in there once. I can be in there twice. Somebody give me some love, will ya? Okay. All right. Shut up, Sammy. Okay, I will. Don't be talking about yourself on this show. I won't. I promise. Here's Eric Clapton. 1 time, 2000, forever man.
How many times must I tell you, babe? How many bridges I got to cross? How many times must I explain myself? Or I can talk to the boss. Or I can talk to the boss. How many times must I say I love you? Or you finally understand? Won't you be my forever woman? I'll try to be your forever man. Try to be your forever man.
Radio Bob. Ihr hört Sammy Hagar's Top Rock Countdown.
Yeah, and then in 1993, Cream, Sunshine of Your Love, live. The live version from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. Here it is. Crank it up.
We'll be right back.
Radio Bob.
And then, of course, the third time, Eric Clapton from the Yardbirds, 1992, he was inducted for Your Love.
Days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
Now, I love For Your Love. I love that song. Oh, the Yardbirds were so cool. The Yardbirds had Jimmy Page. The Yardbirds had Jeff Beck. The Yardbirds had Eric Clapton. Can you believe one band having those three guitar players? That'd be like me having played with Eddie Van Halen and Joe Satriani and Vic Johnson and Neil Schon. You know, oh, I have. Wow, what a trip. Wow, I should be in the Hall of Fame. Oh, I am. Clapton was with the Yardbirds from 1963 to 1965. He played lead guitar on For Your Love. Jeff Beck is not on that track. For Your Love is the reason Clapton quit in 1965 and recommended Jimmy Page to replace him. But Page had lots of work as a sideman and turned his recommendation to Jeff Beck. Okay. Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck were both in the Yardbirds together for a brief moment. Beck quit in 66. Wow. Can you believe this? Awesome. Okay, coming up next, Jeff Beck. He's in the Hall of Fame twice, with the Yardbirds in 1992 and solo in 2009. Jeff Beck's recorded Beck's Bolero while still in the Yardbirds. I remember that song. I used to play Beck's Bolero on one of the bands I was in, but I played rhythm guitar in it because it didn't have any vocals. Anyway, Keith Moon played drums, John Paul Jones plays bass on the track, and here's Jeff Beck solo 2009, Beck's Bolero.
Radio Bob.
Now, what a lot of people don't know is that Jimmy Page wrote that song, Bex Bolero. Look at the writing on there. Also, Jimmy Page is in the Hall of Fame twice, the Yardbirds in 1992 and Led Zeppelin in 95. Ask what his favorite Zepp album is? Well, I guess I've got to say the first album is my favorite, because without the first album, all the others wouldn't have come. I love that answer. I love it! Jimmy Page, 1995, Good Times, Bad Times.
Und Ozzy Osbourne, Gods of Rock and Roll. Die zwei Rockgötter haben ihre gemeinsame 10 Jahre alte Rocknummer neu aufgenommen und mit einem Orchester ordentlich aufpoliert. Wir meinen, das bobbt. Jetzt neu bei Radio Bob, Billy Morrison und Ozzy Osbourne, Gods of Rock and Roll.
Sometimes I feel like I'm so empty. Sometimes I feel like I'm alive. So many voices talking to me. Please God, just let my mind survive. We'll be right back.
bereit für die volle Ladung Metal, Rock und Punk? Radio Bob präsentiert das Reload Festival. Zum 20-jährigen Jubiläum wird euch ein extra fettes Line-Up aufgetischt. Freut euch unter anderem auf Machine Head, Gojira, Trivium, While She Sleeps, The Do Nots und I Prevail. Das Reload Festival vom 14. bis 16. August in Sulingen. Das komplette Line-Up und eure Tickets gibt's jetzt auf radiobob.de. Radio Bob, Deutschlands Rockradio.
Ich will sportlich.
Kompakt.
Individuell.
Dynamisch.
Praktisch.
Hochwertig.
Vielseitig.
Innovativ.
Stilvoll.
Flexibel.
Für alle das richtige Auto. Die genau meinen Autoangebote von Volkswagen. Sichern Sie sich attraktive Leasingraten, zum Beispiel für den T-Roc ab 179 Euro monatlich zuzüglich Sonderzahlung. Gute Angebote gibt's auch für den Taigo und T-Cross. Jetzt bei allen teilnehmenden Volkswagen-Partnern.
Volkswagen. Wir brauchen dich. Wir wollen Audio-Werbung besser machen und benötigen deine Hilfe als Hörer. Nimm an spannenden Online-Befragungen teil und erhalte dafür tolle Prämien. Also mach mit und registriere dich jetzt unter diehörer.de.
Sammy Hagars Top Rock Countdown. Die Radio Bob Show mit der Van Halen-Legende am Mikro.
You're listening to Sammy Hagar's Top Rock Countdown, where Sammy counts down whatever he wants. Here's Sammy.
This is a strange one, in my opinion. Okay, Clyde McFadden. Bad dude, no question about it. Solo 1987, and with the Drifters in 1988. You know, people like Curtis Mayfield, a totally bad mofo, with the Impressions in 1991 and Solo in 1999. The Impressions, People Get Ready, written by Manfield, also covered by fellow, you know, multiple inductees Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck in 1985. Let's play that song. Let's play People Get Ready by Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck.
People get ready.
Radio Bob.
One of my all-time heroes, Rod Stewart. Uh-huh. Small Faces in 2012 and Solo in 1994 deserves both of them. He could be in there for the Jeff Beck group, too, for the Truth album, but they only made one record, so I guess maybe not. But here we go. Here we go. Rod Stewart with The Faces, Stay With Me, co-written by Stewart and Wood.
Radio Bob.
Ihr hört Sammy Hagar's Top Rock Countdown.
Let's play a double shot of Rod. Just because I love his voice so much, Rod Stewart has one of them voices that can sing anything, and he sounds like he's convincing. Let me tell you a quick Rod story. Okay, so I'm in Montrose, 1973. No, I take it back, 1975, the year I got fired. And we were in London playing with the Doobie Brothers and Graham Central Station on the Warner Brothers Music Tour. And we were opening, so we had just played, and I was out there to watch the Doobies. And here comes Rod Stewart walking in the back door with Gary Glitter. Now, Rod had on a yellow satin suit with big shoulder pads, his hair all puffed up, and he's got Brett Eklund on his arm in a full-length fur, high heels, probably naked underneath that fur. I mean, anyway, I was hoping she was, and I just imagined she was, and I bet she was. But Rod Stewart was the most charismatic person I'd ever seen in my life. He looked like a fucking rock star. He walked in with a beautiful woman on his arm, just dressed to the max. He was so badass that I was embarrassed to go up and say hi to him. That's how thin I was in 1975. I didn't have the balls to go up to the man. He was just too strong. Now, that's something out. Now, I met Rod since then. Now, we're all cool now, but not then. He was too much for me, man. I was so into it. So then Carmassi and I, we leave out the back door, and there's this yellow Lamborghini Miura parked up on the sidewalk that had security guys around it, and it matched Rod's suit, and that was his car. And I guess he had just bought it and drove it down there. Here's Rod Stewart with a little Every Picture Tells a Story, Now Don't It.
need anyone but me. I sincerely thought I was so complete. Look how wrong you can be. The women I've known I wouldn't let tie my shoe. They wouldn't give you the time of day. But the slit-eyed lady knocked me off my feet. God, I was glad I found you. And if there were words I could tell to you, to have you on the way down the road, I couldn't quote you no Dickens, Shelley O'Keefe.
Okay, here we go. Ron Wood, Hall of Fame twice. Absolutely! Small Faces, 2012, and the Rolling Stones, 1989. Of course! Let's get some Ron Wood with the Rolling Stones. One of my favorite Stone songs. When they hit this thing, when I saw them live and they came out and they started the show with this lick, I just went, yes! I got goosebumps on my eyeballs. My hair stood up on my ass. Everything, start me up!
Stop me up, I never stop, never stop, never stop. Radio Bob.
Now, Paul Simon, he's in the Hall of Fame twice. Simon and Garfunkel, 90, and Solo in 2001. Paul Simon deserves to be in there twice. I want to play something by Paul Simon. I want to play, let's play Kodachrome.
Nachrichten. Das Wichtigste aus Deutschland und der Welt.
Ich bin Uwe Schimonek. Schönen guten Abend. Die Tarifverhandlungen im öffentlichen Dienst von Bund und Kommunen dauern weiter an. Arbeitgeber und Gewerkschaften beraten über den Schlichterspruch. Mehr von Vanessa Böhmer.
Demnach sollen die Gehälter in 2 Schritten um insgesamt knapp 6% steigen. Teil des Ganzen sind auch flexiblere Arbeitszeiten und höhere Schichtzulagen. Sollte es keine Einigung geben, dann könnten Verdi und Beamtenbund eine Urabstimmung über unbefristete Streiks einleiten. In dem seit Januar laufenden Tarifstreit hatte es bundesweit schon mehrere Warnstreiks gegeben, unter anderem in Kitas oder bei der Müllabfuhr.
Seit dem Morgen sind die ersten weltweiten Strafzölle von US-Präsident Trump in Kraft. Für Importe in die USA gilt jetzt ein grundsätzlicher Aufschlag von 10%. Mehr von Tim Britztrup.
Ausgenommen davon sind nur Medikamente, Holz und Halbleiter. Der nächste Schritt folgt dann am Mittwoch. Dann greift beispielsweise auch der 20% Aufschlag für Waren und Dienstleistungen aus der EU. Experten kritisieren Trumps Zollrundumschlag scharf. Die Börsenkurse sind abgerauscht. Unterdessen sind in den USA heute Massenproteste gegen Trump und seinen Berater Elon Musk geplant. Alleine in der Hauptstadt Washington wird mit Zehntausenden Teilnehmern gerechnet.
Union und SPD wollen Restaurants und Geschäfte verpflichten, neben Bargeld auch elektronische Zahlungsmittel zu akzeptieren. Das schreibt die Welt am Sonntag. Die Regelung soll demnach auch gegen Steuerbetrug helfen. Im Abstiegskampf der Fußball-Bundesliga hat Holstein Kiel als einziges Kellerkind einen Punkt geholt. In Mainz stand es am Ende 1:1. Bochum ist zu Hause gegen Stuttgart mit 0:4 unter die Räder gekommen und Heidenheim hat in letzter Minute noch mit 0:1 gegen Leverkusen verloren. Außerdem spielten Leipzig-Hoffenheim 3:1, Freiburg-Dortmund 1:4.
Sammy Hagars Top Rock Countdown. Die Radio Bob Show mit der Van Halen Legende am Mikro.
Yeah, the Red Rocker Sammy Hagar with the Top Rock Countdown. This week we're counting down people that are in the Hall of Fame more than once. I know everybody's saying you should be in there more. You should be in there with Montrose. You should be in there with Chickenfoot. You should be in there with Sammy Hagar. You should be in there with Van Halen. Oh, I am. Oh, I'm in there with Van Halen. That's enough. That's enough. You know, who wants to go to New York and hang out with all these, with Keith Richards and you know, Neil Young and Stephen Stills and all the, I mean, who wants to do that? Neil Young is in the Hall of Fame twice. My buddy Neil. I love Neil Young. I think he's one of the greatest artists of all time. I know I did my greatest artist of all time show, and Neil Young was very high on the list. Paul McCartney got 1, my favorite. I think Paul McCartney is the greatest artist of all time. Singer, songwriter, everything the guy does. But Neil Young's right up there. He's so versatile. And first time with the Buffalo Springfield in 1997, and then solo in 95. So we're going to go, let's play a Neil Young solo song. Like, how about some Cinnamon Girl?
Radio Bob.
Yeah, Cinnamon Girl. Uh-huh. I like a good Cinnamon Girl. I like a girl with a good tan. Basically, I think that's what he's talking about. Or was he talking about some kind of drug or something? You never know what Neil's talking. Neil's lyrics are like either real simple and great and you know exactly what he's talking about, or they're like far out and weird and you don't know what the hell he's talking about. But here's Neil with the Buffalo Springfield, written by Stephen Stills, who's also in the Hall of Fame a couple times. We'll come up next, but right now, for what it's worth, with the Buffalo Springfield.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Radio Bob. Ihr hört Sammy Hagar's Top Rock Countdown.
Now, going from the Buffalo Springfield, one of my favorite bands. Do you know how many big stars came out of the Buffalo Springfield? I mean, come on. Neil Young, Stephen Stills, Richard Fourier, I think that's where you pronounce his name, and the bass player that's still in the Eagles today, what's his name? Oh, Timothy Smith. He's in the Eagles now. I mean, these are like great players. And anyway, long story short, Stephen Stills, great, great artist. We're going to play some Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Let's play Long Time Gone, written by David Crosby.
It's been a long time coming. It's going to be a
to be alone. Time is alone.